The first audience to see Martin Scorsese's The Killers of the Flower Moon will be at the Cannes Film Festival. That means the stars will be in attendance, most notably Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. The film clocks in over 3 hours and 26 minutes, but that's because this is a sprawling tale that they would not have wanted to give the short shrift. In anticipation of the film, let's look at the production, the story, and where it might sit in the Oscar race. The main players are: directed by Martin Scorsese, written by Eric Roth and Martin Scorsese, editing the great Thelma Schoonmaker, score the great Robbie Robertson, cinematography Rodrigo Prieto, production design Jack Fisk, costumes Jacqueline West. Scorsese has won Best Director just once. Roth has won only once. Schoonmaker has won 3 Oscars. Prieto has been nominated 3 times but has never won. Fisk has been nominated twice but has never won. West has been nominated 4 times but has never won. Robertson is the only name on this list that's never been nominated for an Oscar. Some spoilers, though a true story, so. The Killers of the Flower Moon is based on David Grand's historical account of the tragic series of murders against the Osage people in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, in the late 20s. The case led to the formation of the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. Funnily enough, Leonardo DiCaprio also played J. Edgar, but in this film, he is playing one of the more complex characters in the saga. He plays Ernest Burkhardt, who married Molly and eventually confessed to plotting her murder to steal her head rights to the rich oil lands in Oklahoma. The film's central villain is truly a villain for all time. Robert De Niro will play William Hale, the mastermind behind the series of murders designed to take out many of the Osage people to steal their money. He's an incredibly well-liked person in Osage, and charms his way into the Osage community. He was a wolf in sheep's clothing, however. Jesse Plemons plays the former Texas Ranger who joins what will become the FBI to unravel the case. Eventually, after a trial, a couple of people confess, bringing the whole ugly case to an end. Killers of the Flower Moon is partly about the case, but it's also about the plight of the Osage from being ousted from their homeland in Kansas and sent to live in what they believed was worthless land in Oklahoma. But of course, when they struck oil, the exiled Osage became the richest people in the world per capita. You'd think that would mean they all had happy lives. But no, they weren't greedy the same way the white people who took advantage of them were. The Osage really would have just liked to keep their land. They got screwed over twice. First by being pushed out, then by being cheated at every turn by the townspeople in Fairfax County, and then by being systematically wiped out so that guys like William Hale could steal their mineral rights. This is not a happy story, not in any way. There is no happy ending to be had, only justice rendered, and honestly, it wasn't even. Hale eventually got out of prison after only 20 years. I listened to the audiobook, which is read by my favorite reader, Will Patton, who reads the second half. It's a fairly short book all in all, and if you're interested, you can find it on Audible. As far as the Oscars go, who knows whether the film will be good enough to become a frontrunner, but I'd keep my eye on Lily Gladstone as Molly. She is a central figure in the story, and much of her family is murdered. She is slowly being poisoned but doesn't realize it until eventually, the truth comes out. This is a great role, but also, that she would be the first Native American actress nominated, though not the first indigenous person. There are 3 prior. Knowing Scorsese, this is going to be a big, handsome production, so I would expect nominations across the board of the crafts, and I really hope that Robbie Robertson is at last recognized. If the film is very good, obviously, both De Niro and DiCaprio will be strong contenders out of the gate. De Niro is at his best playing villain, so I imagine he'll be great. DiCaprio plays someone whose conscience ultimately gets the better of him, but it takes a while. He has to come clean and admit to his wife, who loves him and trusts him, that he's been trying to kill her to help Hale steal yet more money from the Osage. Jesse Plemons, one of the few nice white guys, will likely be a contender for supporting. Brendan Fraser, fresh off his Oscar win, will play a fictitious character, a lawyer. I would imagine he's a prosecutor bringing down the case. The corruption spread far and wide. Hale was like John Huston in Chinatown. He owns the police. But I imagine Fraser's character might be a good guy. This film will likely not be without controversy. I imagine there will be more than a few that crop up during Oscar season, depending on how it lands overall. It will be released in theaters by Apple TV and then head to streaming. A photographer named Owen Hutchison posted these pictures to Facebook. Share this. Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.